Keepers, and Wolf Thump on stage together at the Chico Women's Club on May 29th, with proceeds benefiting KZFR. It's going to be an unforgettable night of dining, listening, and dancing, starting with cuisine from Amanda at Ohm Foods and light dining music. The Beatkeepers, featuring vocalist Jesse Naomi and violinist Caroline Fairchild, continue with an evening filled with groove and energy. Their signature sound will have you moving and vibing all night long. Their set will then blend into the incredible Wolf Thump, an all-drum groove machine guaranteed to get dancers flowing. Doors open at 6 p.m. Outdoor dining and casual music starting at 6:30. Tickets are $25 at the door, but you can grab them in advance for just $20 at the KZFR office, Pollen Cyclery, The Music Connection, or online at Eventbrite. Don't miss this epic night of community, cuisine, groove, and great vibes with Wolf Thump and the Beatkeepers. A partial benefit for your community radio station, KZFR, 90.1 FM Chico. See you there.
And if you can't tell me what I'm thinking inside, it's your own eyes to give advice.
Welcome to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a global audience, produced at a different location every week.
You need to have journalism that is independent from big players, and it primarily serves our readers. So that's, I think, how we contribute. We are doing independent journalism, even if it's unpleasant or critical of, you know, people inside Ukraine, people outside Ukraine, and we would love it to stay this way.
Today on Sprouts, an introduction to how independent media can look on the other side of the pond. In our community radio world, we are accustomed to independent radio that is listener-sponsored, as was invented by Pacifica Foundation in the United States in the 1940s. We have come to treasure and rely on the editorial independence this form of diversified funding makes possible.
Welcome to Building Bridges Beyond Butte County, a program of KZFR's Chico Speaks Initiative. My name is Faye Pillay, and on this episode, we will be discussing storytelling, sound, and identity across the African diaspora with Daoud Azel. Hi, this is Faye, and this is the Building Bridges Outside of Butte County podcast, and I'm here with Daouda, a filmmaker and educator who is from Burkina Faso, which hosts Africa's largest film festival. He also has a film company called Willpower Initiatives, which is a pretty darn cool. But without further ado, let's get into it. Daouda, say hi to our listeners.
Hello.
Hi. How was your day?
Doing good. I had a fantastic day, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy that your day is going good. Would you like to start off with the questions?
Yes, you go ahead. The question.
Okay. When you were young, what story or sound made you feel proud of who you are?
Yes. So when I was young, as I can remember, stories of resilience, a story of how my parents and my grandparents made it to where they are. I used to love those stories, because anytime I hear them telling me how things were super hard, how they were challenged, how they actually didn't really give up on their dream, it's actually inspired me. So those types of stories told from my parents, and also watching TVs and film, I used to love those types of stories, resilience, story of perseverance. So those stories really shaped my childhood and inspired me a lot.
I like that. That's beautiful. Okay, the next question is, how does African culture show up in your films in ways young people might not notice at first?
Yeah, so, you know, when I tell stories in film, the very first thing that our young people may not actually notice is even the choice of their you know, of the story to tell, mm-hmm. you know, because one very important thing is you are influenced by where you live and where you come from, you know. So you cannot, even when you live in LA, but you have to write a story, your story is not necessarily going to be a story of LA, of Los Angeles. It could be a story of where you come from, because you're only reflecting on your past, you know, to write story. So sometimes I feel like young people may not actually see and understand the type of story I'm telling. Not understanding it as a film, but not getting it. Why is it choosing to tell this story as opposed to the other story? So that's one very important thing that they may not notice. And also the other thing is language, you know. Of course, when you telling an African story and portraying African characters, you have certain language like you need to incorporate in your writing and making sure that it goes, you know, in alignment of the sort of wisdom that you want to portray in the character. So this is something that young people down here may not actually get it. And lastly, yeah, the music definitely, you know, something that I sometimes would prefer this type of music rather than the other, you know, type of music, because music should be adding something to a story that you're telling, you know, and they may not actually understand the types of music being used in my film. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, language is very important when it comes to like time frames and the type of people you're depicting, and especially like the music too. So I guess I definitely agree with that. I feel like a lot of young people have a hard time picking and choosing how to do that well sometimes, because they have a hard time seeing outside of their own bubble. So I feel like that is some really good advice you got there. When it comes to African culture, because you have a lot of African culture within your films, right?
Yeah.
What do you think that you could learn from African culture nowadays, like in America?
Oh, well, we can learn from African culture. I think that there is a lot we can learn, because, you know, African culture, I would say world culture, you know, mm-hmm. in a way that there are things that have long been celebrated in the African culture that I strongly believe that it works, you know. Things like, you know, the togetherness, getting together, doing things together, and helping each other, you know, even when we don't have a lot. So these are things that we actually grew up seeing around us, you know. A story of being proud, prideness, you know, being proud of yourself. Not in a very negative way, but just loving who you are and trying to share who you are with people in a very honest way. So these are things that I would say are really needed. You know, it's needed in America now. And then especially the, you know, going beyond what we see and looking at each other as human beings, and then and getting together as human beings and sharing with each other, this is needed. And this other thing I would mention is the communication. We grew up in cultures where people would always like to stop by and say hi and ask you questions. I mean, like, you know, check on you and see how you're doing and stuff like that, where people would value more, you know, conversation around a meal or just story time. So I believe that we need those now, because we in a situation where even African living in the U.S., they sometimes find themselves not really communicating, not sharing, not talking, you know. And these are really values that we definitely need here in America.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. As, like, I don't know, a young person, I've realized there is definitely a lack of community and support from other people. And when you have that sense of community, it kind of makes it easier to produce and create and be more confident in yourself when you have support from mm-hmm. others around you. And I feel like sometimes America can be very individualistic. So I'm glad that you have made that point that, like, you know, we definitely need more community here and, like, support with each other.
Absolutely.
The next question is, what's one message you wish this African diasporan youth heard more often in media?
Yeah, I think this one message is, you know, I think we need to promote or hear messages like, this is who I am, this is where I am from Africa. As simple as it may look like, it carries a lot of, you know, symbolism, because I mean, sometimes tend to see people or some of my people not really promoting that, not accepting, not talking about who they are. You know, it's important that we kind of embrace that and really encourage diaspora young people to, you know, keep this sense of belonging to the African continent. This is really something that I wish we could hear more from African diaspora, you know, claiming who they are, celebrating who they are. It's just easy to just say I'm from this side of Africa, you know, same the continent, you know, promoting and claiming and always saying who we are is really very important.
I definitely agree with that. I know that, you know, in America and stuff like that, there is a lot of internalized racism within youth. And a lot of people want to change who they are instead of accepting who they are. And while everyone should strive to be better, you should absolutely accept your heritage and where you came from and stuff like that. So that is a very encouraging message. Thank you, Dauda.
Absolutely. Yes. You're welcome. Yes.
All right. Now, how can young people use film or to tell their own stories, even without expensive equipment?
Yeah, that's a very strong question. Yes. How? I think young people need to educate themselves, you know, educate themselves. And when I talk about education, I'm thinking about two things. The very first thing is accepting that we really have really creative equipment right now to tell stories. The phone we holding now can definitely capture stories. We've seen movies, Hollywood movies, that were recently, I guess a few years ago, shot with iPhone 6 or 7, I don't remember quite well. But when you hear that, it's just simple. You might think that if you just grab your phone, you can create stories, and it's not enough. You need to educate yourself to understand how to use your phone to capture, because the device changes, but the language of cinema stays the same thing. The storytelling stays the same thing. So you're just using a device that you have access to. So training themselves with online resources, taking training with people, that's by doing that, they're getting closer to getting their stories told with an expensive equipment. The other thing is, when you turn on a device to capture a story, you are in communication with the world. You never know where what you're filming today is going to go. Lives have been destroyed by photos or videos, or some people's lives have totally been changed by stories, short videos, short clips, a picture. So knowing what you're telling is very important. So the second aspect of education is really to think of integrity, to think of themselves, think of where they come from, and think of what they want to see on screen, and think of what people will think of what they're putting on the screen, because everybody has a digital footprint. When you get it out, it stays out there, and you have to think, train yourself on what am I getting out, what types of story I'm actually telling. So those trainings are really needed. So with those two things, training on equipment and getting to know the types of story to tell, I think young people can really use basic equipment to tell strong stories and get their stories out.
Definitely. I agree with that. As a young person, I've noticed that sometimes people don't really think about what they put onto the internet or what they are producing. And I think that more people, when they create, should go into it with more of a purpose. So that is a really good message. Just recently, I was hanging out with my friends, and we decided that we were going to make like a little funny skit on our iPhones. And it actually was turning out very well. And I think that more people should have the courage to just try it, you know, and try to learn how to do it. And there's so many free resources online that expensive equipment really isn't quite needed nowadays when you have your iPhone in your pocket. Like, yeah, like as you said, like there's been movies shot with iPhones. So that is definitely encouraging to hear a filmmaker talk about how children just need to go into it with purpose, be conscious of what they're posting, and just do it, you know, without having fear. So thank you for that.
Welcome.
All right. Now, if a young person feels invisible or misunderstood, how can creativity help them reclaim their voice?
Yes, definitely. Creativity, art, is really very important in helping people reclaim their voices, because everyone is unique, you know. Having them really understand, first of all, that they are unique, you know, their voices are unique. Sometimes we feel like a lot of stories have been told, a lot of things have been created, so we don't need to create more. So I would just stay somewhere there anyway. I don't have anything unique. They need to be reminded that even though we had traditional telephone, someone had thought that mobile phone could make things better. And even when we had regular mobile phone, some people have thought of maybe iPhone could make things better. Same thing like in all the creation, cars, whatever we see, it started with something simple and then people kept adding. So you can tell the story that has never been told before. So they need to be reminded that they have something unique to share. So that's very important. And also, I was talking to someone about getting exposure, the right exposure. What I mean here is that sometimes people may feel like they're not valued where they are. You know, I've seen people dream got killed, you know, because they were living with people who wouldn't encourage them or who wouldn't understand them. It happened a lot in art, you know, when a young boy or young girl is embracing a specific art, form of art, and you see people around him, you know, trying to tell them that they cannot be this thing, you know, you cannot do that, we've never seen that, you know. It remind me of a story from a motivational speaker who once said that when he was asked in a class what he wanted to be in the future, and then he mentioned that he wanted to be a TV show host or something. And then everybody actually laughed at him. Everybody kind of told him, no, this is the worst thing to say. And even his own family would tell him that, hey, listen, we've never seen someone in our family who actually did that. But it didn't stop him. He kept moving, you know, because he believed that he could make it happen. And he ended up being a very successful TV show host. So getting the exposure, getting people to cherish your ideas and encourage you is very important, you know. So those are things that young people should get. We need to inspire them. We need to remind them that they are unique. Those are very important. They need to be reminded that they have something unique, and also, you know, they can really get to whatever they want to get to.
That's actually, I'm sure that's very inspiring to not only our listeners, but also me, because as a homeschooler, I used to think that my life was boring, that I didn't have any stories to tell, that I had nothing to give to the conversation. But recently, you know, meeting new people and, you know, having this opportunity to have this interview with you has made me realize that everyone can be creative and everyone has a story to tell. And, you know, no matter what, you shouldn't be scared to put yourself out there.
Absolutely. And this remind me of a training that I did to about 10 years ago. I was asked to go and train a group of young people in a very remote area of my country, Burkina Faso, West Africa. And when I went there, the challenge was to, first of all, try to get the kid to understand that they needed the training, and also helping them get the skills It was challenging at the beginning because most of the kids were actually shy. But with time, when they realized that they needed that training, when then they realized the power of film, they embraced the idea of actually learning. And some of them have really become very successful young filmmakers back home. Yeah.
Like, I feel like that the fact that you encourage that youth is great. And I feel like a lot of people don't know how to put the things that they want to express into words. So I think that more people definitely do need to be more creative and put themselves out there. And I think that it really is healthy because I feel like when it comes to film and visual creation, you don't just have to use words. You have the music, you have the visuals and all, everything that you need to express when you don't have the words to do True. That. So film is a really beautiful thing. And the fact that you encouraged people to do that is awesome. And the fact that they grew up to become filmmakers is great. And when it comes to the encouragement, I know that a lot of like people nowadays, when it comes to film, they're very discouraging. They like to tell you, oh, you'll never get there. Like you were saying with the story of the show host, when he was younger, he was discouraged and he was told that he would never be able to be a show host. So encouragement from others is very important. And I appreciate that you're putting that message out there. What inspired you when you were younger to pursue your passions in film?
I've always been someone who would get my inspiration from the past. I love to see things happening. As a matter of fact, the name of my company, The Willpower, came from the strong belief on these two words, will and power. So I've been in situation when I was really young, seeing people who would gradually be telling us that we can do things. So this is something, I grew up in a very reserved environment, you know. So I think that's kind of helped me because I was doing things to prove, you know, that's possible. It's possible. Proving that it's possible. So that's definitely, you know, something that helped inspire me to get started. And then and talking about telling and proving that it's possible, I remember when I was at school in my undergraduate program back in California State University, East Bay, I decided to do a communication major with a focus on multimedia. And when I wanted to take the first class, the teacher, the instructor at that time, when he looked at me on day one of class and seeing me struggling with the keyboard, he came to me and he said, "Hey, man, I don't think this will happen." He's like, "Man, I don't think you should take this class because I feel like you really don't have the basic, the prerequisites to take the class." And so that challenge, I saw it had like, I would prove it. I'll prove the opposite. And I remember someone asking me, "Do you really feel like you want to continue taking the class?" I'm like, "Absolutely." So I'm like, "Is it okay to try?" He said, "No problem." So I took the class and I kept pushing. I turned the studio, the school had a lab. I turned it into my second home. I would spend pretty much the night there trying to improve. And I ended up really becoming one of the guy that even students would come for help. And I ended up assisting that instructor. And now we are in conversation about film that we can do together after about 15 years. So persistence and proving that it's possible has been good motivation to me. And I would encourage young people to keep, you know, pushing, pursuing their dream, and don't just take the no and run away. Sometimes the no can, you know, trigger the motivation to keep going.
Wow, how inspiring. I'm sure that gives our listeners a lot of willpower to pursue their dreams. I know that when it comes to the school system and just like people in general, they like to discourage you and they like to say, focus on what you're good at and don't pursue your dreams. You should just fall into whatever is easiest. And I feel like that is a very discouraging mindset to a lot of people because they feel like that they're just naturally not good at something, that they're just naturally not meant for something. But your story really shows that if you put in hard work into anything you do, as long as you have the passion, you can get there and you can get better at whatever you're trying to pursue. So that was a wonderful story. Thank you, Dauda. What projects are you currently working on?
Yeah, so right now I'm finishing up a documentary that I've been working on for the last 4 to 5 years in the South of the U.S. in Memphis, Tennessee. Been doing a documentary on Black culture, you know, preservation, following an artist, historians and artists who created a family museum to preserve not only his family culture, but the culture of the African American. So in his museum, you would see things that you would never see in a, you know, public museum, because it's family museum. So he put things that he had from his mother, you know, from his grandparents. It's just fascinating to get into his museum. So I've been working on that documentary, which is also a film about celebrating achievement, celebrating people who are doing great things in their community. And he has one very famous quote that he would always be, you know, using it: give flowers to people when they can smell them. So throughout the year, he would organize some award ceremony to celebrate and, you know, recognize some leaders in Memphis, Tennessee, and also all across the nation. So that's the documentary that I've been actually working on that is coming out very soon. And also, I'm right now finalizing the script of a feature-length film that I'll be doing very soon, a story following, you know, an African-American, very wise mother, grandmother who comes to the U.S., you know, to kind of restore order in her, you know, her son's family. It's a comedy, a film, but a very deep comedy touching some of the reality that we are facing, you know, in modern America. So that's one I'm finalizing the script and in conversation with potential producers, and hopefully we'll get that done over the coming summer.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see your upcoming projects. When it comes to the story, the first one about the boy giving flowers to people when they can still smell them, and I feel like a lot of people don't appreciate things like while they're there with them and while they, like, you know, why they have the chance to appreciate them.
Absolutely. I agree. Yes. So, when you go to cemeteries, you see a lot of flowers there. You know, when people are alive, some of them have never received flowers. But when they're dead, people would visit them with flowers every once in a while, you know. So give it to them when they can smell, you know, them right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Appreciate things while you still have them. Do you want to tell our listeners how people can reach out to you
absolutely.
If they want to receive more
absolutely,
information?
Yes. So people can connect with me on the following platform. First of all, Facebook through my company, Willpower Initiative. Just one word, Willpower Initiative with SLLC. And also on TikTok and Instagram of the same, you know, Willpower Initiative LLC. And also, I know you ask a lot of questions about creation, young people, stories, and their training. One of those training that I actually gave back in Redding, California, turning video pro, you know, video pro in your pocket, which is a training about using your mobile devices to make professional videos. So I highly encourage young people or content creators who are interested in, you know, learning more about that, reach out to me. Definitely, we can keep this conversation going on, and I'll keep you see updates on the different project I'm working on. And also, if you someone who want to be part of the upcoming feature film, the producer side or being actor or whatever, you know, definitely connect with me, and I would be more than happy to share more information on those exciting projects coming up soon.
Thank you so much. I'm sure our listeners are grateful for those resources. You heard him, folks. If you want to get involved with film, contact him on his social medias. Now that we are wrapping up, I'm going to give... Oh, and thank you, Dauda. Thank you so much for
You are
today.
Very welcome. My pleasure.